Good morning again, and a happy Hanukkah. Just two brief announcements. Number one, I want to continue to thank the Torah Downloads website for hosting our Daf Yomi Shirmit. If anybody would like to review any of the Shiurim or just take a look, feel free to take a look at torahdownloads.com. Our Shiurim are there if you search my name. And they have other wonderful Shiurim there. Number two, I didn't hear back from anybody about the Daf, about the Siyam. Feel free to respond to me as to what type of Siyam you'd like to have. Because we're on next week, Zos Chanukah. We're finishing, unbelievable, Zos Chanukah. We're finishing Masechah Sota. Feel free to, so let's be in touch about what kind of Siyam we'd like to have. It's tremendous. Kibbutz Torah, and we shall be proud of ourselves for making this happen. It's really an unbelievable achievement. Okay, says Gemara, Amar Rebbe Zera. We're about 12 lines down or so from them. Gimel Amud Beis. We are. The Mishnah said that one who grafts a tree is exempt, whereas the Braisa said that one is not. We're trying to understand and we're trying to reconcile those two. Amar Bizera. So there's two answers. Amar Bizera. Amar Chista. Lo Kasha. Kan Bar Kavas Isser. Kan Bar Kavas Heter. There's two ways to graft. One Heter. One Isser. Of course, no. From Maseches Kilayim and Mishnayos. There's five types of Kilayim. There is two types of behema, either cross breeding or cross working. There's Shatnez with clothes. There's Zra, which is what we're talking about here, with trees. And then there's Kilai HaKerem in a vineyard. So what we are referring to here is there's grafting that works and grafting that does not work, Heter and Esser. Heter and Isser, whether that's within the first year or not. So, Hai Bar Kavas Heter, Hekadami, what's the case? Ilema Yolda B'Yolda. If we're going to say Yolda B'Yolda, again, that they're both within the first year. So, typically, Dibayim Heter, Mishum Yolda Rishona. Then let's say that the Yolda Rishona, that's the one that was first, and then if that's the one that was first, it was grafted one young tree to another, and then therefore the one tree that was grafted earlier, that's a young tree, and therefore the person should be putter from going to the war front. El Yolda Bizkina. No, really a young tree was grafted onto an older tree. Yolda Shesivcha Bizkina, a young tree that's grafted onto an older tree, Butla Yolda Bizkina. So the younger tree gets bottled into the older tree, and therefore it's no longer that exempt. It's not like a new house anymore, you're all excited. It's an older tree, and therefore it's done, and therefore you don't have that same type of excitement. Vein Bud Din Orlan, there's no longer a Din Orlan this older tree. So when you graft a younger tree to an older tree, it gets annulled in the older tree. So what's the case? Really, it's two young trees. But really, the initial one was planted to fence and to beams, and therefore it's exempted because it's not planted as a fruit tree. Therefore, it never had that status yet of having that initial excitement. The Tanaim learned in Maseches Arla, Hanoteas Siag Ulikaros, one who plants trees to beams or to a porch or to fence, Patra Mina Orla, the person is Patra from Orla. Because, again, because it's not being used for a fruit tree, and therefore it's patur from Orla. So wait, why is the Yolda Bizkena Batla, why is the older one Batla? And why is the younger one to the older one that's attached to a fence not Batla? Says Gemara Hasam, you're right, here. By the older one, if he forgot about it, meaning if he changes his mind, then can he never go back? It can never become Arla because it's already old. The difference by the older one is that even if he changes his mind now that he wants it to be a fruit tree, he can never renege on that because it's already old. And therefore, he never has that status of being exempt from the war. However, by Hacha, by the young one, that's grafted onto, used for like a fence, or for a beam, imem lechalo, if he changes his mind to what the status is of it, and now he wants to consume its fruit, bas meheterhi, then he does go back from the war front, amekar leperikaima, because really it's originally planted for fruit, it's a fruit-bearing tree. So midi-dava alu ma'alem, it's just like if they start to grow by themselves, and therefore if a tree grows by itself, it's not chayv in orla yet, ditznan alu ma'alem, chayv in orla. If it grows by itself, then it is chayv in orla once you decide to make it fruit. So here too, even if it was originally planted onto a fence, or it was planted onto like a fence and a fence or a beam. So the status can still be changed if it's a young tree, it's planted, but originally not planted for fruit. Then the person decides that he wants it for its fruit. The status can still be changed because it's still young within that first year. Therefore, he's still able to go back. V'lokma, so let's establish the Mishnah. Why did we just establish this case of the Mishnah where he grafted onto a fence? Right? Why can't we just say where it's partners, a much easier case. We establish our mishnah to say, oh, it's the mishnah means that you're exempt when you plant it onto a fence or a beam and then you change your mind. Gemara says, why don't we just make a much simpler case? This is a complicated Gemara, right? Let's make it simple. We're here, Dafyomi woke up early. Let's make it a little bit simpler for us. V'lokma b'kerem shel shnei shotfin. Maybe just make it onto a kerem of two partners. It's non, because we've learned in a mishnah, right, one owns the tree, one owns the graft, they put it together. D'hai hadar adidei. This one goes back because of his tree. V'hai hadar adidei, and this one goes back because of his graft. Beautiful, they can both go back. Amrav Papa Zosomeris. No, this proves what? Kerem shel shnei shutfin ein chozer alav marchei hamachama. No, because the keren of two shutfin, they do not go back from war because we can't separate the two. And therefore, it's not the initial excitement because they don't have that full tree. So what's the difference from the case of five brothers? One of them dies in battle. They all do go back. Why in that case do five brothers go back when only one of them can marry the woman? Whereas by case of two shutfin, they don't go back? What's the difference in these cases? Hosam, no. Kol chad v'chad krina be'ishto. In the case of Yibum, each one is called Yibum, meaning one of them is going to be the guy who's going to marry her. One of them is going to be the full wife. We're just not sure which one. So one of them will have that marriage excitement. Hacha. But here by the case of grafting, kol chad v'chad lo krina be'karmo. These case of partners, not one of them is his field. They share the field. They'll always share the field. They have that 50-50 portion, and therefore it won't be that sense of pure joy like it's all theirs, and therefore they both can't go back. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, no, let's give a different answer, the second answer. As we said before, we had the Mishnah said that the person does go back, the Braisa said that the person does not go back. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, b'mavrich ilan b'yerk. What's our Mishnah referring to? It's the case that one grafts a tree onto an herb. And since herbs are not subject to Orla, he could be exempt from battle because of the grafted tree that's now grafted onto the Yerek. So again, the Yerek is not subject to Orla, but the tree is. So now the tree can have its full excitement there, and therefore the person would be exempt from the battlefront.
I think it's the thing about a tree that grew by itself.
A tree that grows by itself, nobody's having Orla there. It's right. Not somebody's tree. But it's a fruit-bearing tree.
Right.
But if a person somehow like assumes status of that tree, like he now has das that that's going to be his tree and he's going to use the fruit from the tree, then it seems like he's chayv in orla at that point.
But he doesn't know how old the tree is if it grew by itself.
It might be it's in his field or his hefker and he bought a field that has it, something along those lines, and now all of a sudden it does assume the status of orla, and then that's the type of tree where it wouldn't seem to make him exempt from the war fund. Very good question. Vaitana who? The Tana Hamavrik Ilan Biyark, or Mishamigam Liel, Matir. Mishum, Reb Yudah ben Gamla, Ishkfar Akko. So he does matir it. The Chamam Osran and the Chacham say it's Asr. Kyosr of Dimi Amr Biyachran, Hamani, who's referring to Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, he. This is Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov. Lo Amr Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Hassam, Kerem Kamashim O. Wait. Really? Is this Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov? Didn't he say before twice that we had on yesterday's daf? Not like bias Kamashim O. No, it's not all these other cases. It's just a bias. Or Kerem Kamashim O. Just a Kerem, not all these other cases of Kerem. So didn't he just say a case of Kerem? And therefore, it might not mean a yerek. Hachanami nota, nota kamashmo. No teya in if it's planted, yes? Mavrich umarkiv lo. So he will not have these cases of mavrich and markiv, but if it's nota, if it's really, really planted, then that would be true. Ki osa revdim amar b'yochanam yishom rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov. We now dig off onto a little bit of a dig off, huh? You know, pun, but I didn't even mean it. I'm not sure if it makes sense. But anyways, we have a little bit of a tangent, and we're going to get to more tangents. So now we're moving on. Kyosar of Dim, Amar B'Yochanan, Mishum Rebbe Elezer ben Yaakov, the same name. Yolda, Pchus HaMitefach, if there's a young tree that's just a handbreadth, meaning it's very, very small, Chayeves Be'Orla Kol Shnoseh, it's Chayev and Orla, its whole entire life, because you can never eat from its fruit. Why? Because of a case of Marasayan. Always looks like it's that young tree within its first 3 years, and therefore somebody will see, oh, you're eating that fruit! Oh, buddy, isn't that within its first 3 years? Isn't that Orla? And therefore, you can never eat from its fruit. The mischazya kibas shasa, because it looks like it's within its first year. We don't want that person to be over on my sign. Vani mili, shtaim keneged shtaim, achas yotza zonav. That's only a case where it's 2x2, and one is sticking out, and that's what we saw in Rashi, the beautiful diagram yesterday, that looks like a kerem. Aval kulai kerem, but if it's the whole vineyard, meaning if it's this huge space, and it's all these tiny little trees, kala islay. Then there's a voice, everybody knows about it, it sets off some sort of motion. It triggers this motion of people knowing about it, and therefore the person would be able to eat it, and it's not a case of Maris Ayin. Very important. Ki Asur of Dimi, last skinny line here on Chaf of Gimel Amud Beis. Mace, if there's a corpse, tofes arba amos l'kriya shema. A mace is tofes arba amos for kriya shema. Meaning a person cannot say kriya shema within 4 amos of a mace. Diksiv loeg l'rush cheref osehu. Whoa. Take a look at Rashi about midway through the Amud. She'asr l'kros ba'arba amosav. You can't say Kriya Shema within 4 amos of the mace. Why? Mishum loeg l'rush. She'zeh kore v'zeh eno yachol l'kros. Wow. We don't want to make fun of this mace. Mace, I'm saying Kriya Shema, you're not. Exactly like wearing tzitzis in a cemetery, a case of loeg l'rush. We have an unbelievable opportunity now while we're alive to choose to do good, to choose to say Kriya Shema, to choose to wear tzitzis, to choose to wake up early and learn daf yomi, to choose to do good. But if somebody that already passed away has no choice anymore, and therefore loeg l'rush, very powerful. Amar Amar Yochanan Mishum Rezer Ben Yaakov, Cho Ragta, a stepdaughter, Higdila Ben Achen, that kind of grew up among brothers, Asur Li Nasei Lachen, she's unable, she's not allowed to marry the brothers, Dimishazya Ki Achsahu, because she looks like their sister, right? People don't know, right? It looks like a brother is marrying a sister, and therefore that's going to be another case of Maris Ayin.
Was it Maris Ayin?
Yes. Dimishazya Ki Achsahu, Velohi, but the Gemara says no, it's not that way. Why? Because Kol Yisrael Mislan, everybody knows she's not a real sister, right? She is a stepsister. Lots of halachic implications and lots of halachic discussion there, but not for right now. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Lekat Shechopeya. Lekat Shechopeya, She'ason Begoren. All these cases, the matnasaniyim, that a person made into a pile, who hukvu lemeiser, that he must give, if he made it into a pile, which usually it's not, the aniyim come and do it by themselves, but a person made it into a meiser, hukvu lemeiser, then he has to actually give meiser from them. Meaning he doesn't take off from his, but he just kind of gives more to the Kohanim or the Levim, and then some go to the aniyim. But if it makes into a pile, triggers the need to give meiser, and therefore someone have to come off that and get away from the aniyim. Amar ulala, amar ela basada. That's only in a basada. Aval beir, but in a city called Islay Mosa, then everybody knows that the person is wants to give this to the aniyim, and therefore we have the third case here of kola islay. Amar Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Eli, you're totally right here. These are the names. Therefore, tangent, all kinds of different topics, but you know, I'm sure that some of the farshim will bring down the depth as to how they are related. Yolda habchusa mitefach. Again, a tree that's smaller than a tefach. Ina mekadeshes es hazraim. There's no kilaya kerem in this place. In this case, and you can plant a vineyard right next to it. Vani midishtaim tengishtaim v'achas yosei zonav. That's only a case of 2x2, and one's kind of coming out on top of it. Again, thanks to Rashi for his beautiful diagram on Amud Aleph. Ava kule kerem makdish. But a whole vineyard would be makdish. Vamri yitzvog amri yochna mishum revelez ben Yaakov. Turning over now, finally, to our daf. Mem dalet Amud Aleph. Big daf. Mace to face barba. Again, a mace takes his 4 amos. David, can I just move this chair a little bit? Perfect. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, great. Okay, mace to face arba. Mace to face arba amos l'tumah. That a mace kind of takes this arba amos for tumah. Of course, it's tumah derabanan, some sort of outdoor area there. We're about to talk about this. Like the crypts. What was it called? Like the place, like the cemeteries that they used to have, right? Where kind of like it was like you walk through and there's like mason like behind the walls and they're kind of I don't know the some sort of, we don't have to know exactly how it looks because we'll describe it, but it's the setup of the older cemeteries or some sort of older kind of style places where these people are buried. Betanatuna, chatzar hakever haomed besocha, right? Some sort of outdoor chatzar courtyard where there are kvarim inside of it, tohor, v'hu shihu ba'arba amos, divrei Beis Shammai. You have to be arba amos away. So again, if they're like behind the wall, so you're walking through a courtyard and these, a little diagram, and these corpses were behind the wall, then as long as you're 4 amos away from them, right there, you're in a room. They're in this other room, and as long as you're 4 amos away from them, you're fine. Beis Hillel, arba tefachim. No, you only have to be arba tefachim In a case of tumah, perhaps they're behind a wall here, and therefore you won't need the full arba amos because you're truly being separated from them. That's only a case where it's pachsa milmala, means that you kind of go into this area like a pit where it's open from above. Aval pachsa minatzad, but what happens if it opens up from a side, like a door or maybe like a cave? Divrei kol arba amos. In that case, it's really arba amos. You have to be further away. Klape lias is gemara. No. Adarab, exactly the opposite. Minatzad, from the tzad midrid v'nufik. Milamala, and then the person lowers himself down from the top. And then it sounds like there's some sort of case of ohel there in the case, and therefore the person has to stay farther away. So what space Hillel's case of arba tfachim? What does he say there? Shepachsam anatza. That's the case where this cemetery-like chutzer is open from the side, like a door. Aval pachsam milamala arba amos. But again, Basil agrees that if it was open from on top, it's arba amos. Chatzar kever demesayah mechitzta. That's the case, as we said, it's a chatzar hakever that has this, where like the mace is behind a wall, and therefore they're separate. Ava mace ba'alma, tafis. But a mace ba'alma, everybody would agree that four amos must be separated before a mace and a person, if it's not in some sort of style, like a kever like this, and therefore, as a Kohen, I know that if I go to a cemetery, I know that I need Arba Amos on both sides of me, for instance, in Har HaMenuchos. So I have to make sure to kind of like walk down the middle of the street to make sure that I'm Arba Amos away from a corpse, because a mace is tofes Arba Amos Latuma, even though I'm not touching the mace, but that is where the Tumas mace can come from. It's always hard when like a car is speeding by on those roads and you got to like kind of get as much of the side as you can for the car to go by, but you're not really sure how far you can go. You know, you don't have like a, you know, like a measuring stick, like an arba amos, kind of always walking with you. Anyways, but we said a number of people that are able to go back from the warfront, somebody who is engaged, this status of erisin. Asher eres, one who is engaged. Echad am ari says psula, echad am ari says halmana. One who's engaged to a psula, one who's engaged to an almana. Echad shemeres yavam ba'afilu chameishas achan umeis echad. Even if there's five brothers, as we said on just a few moments ago, even if there's five brothers and one of them dies in battle, and therefore one of them will fall to the brother's wife in Yibam, Kulon Chozern, they all go back, as we said before, Ishto, they could all be considered his wife.
In the middle of the battle.
This is before the battle. We're going to have middle of the battle soon. There's quite a graphic description as to what we can do to people who want to run away in the middle of the battle. Coming up shortly.
This is not somebody who wants to. This is somebody.
We asked yesterday if it's the person can or has to. I don't know the answer to that yet. Lo lakach, velo lakcha. The pasuk actually said lakcha. So what does that mean? Prat l'almana l'koin gadol. This comes to exclude a case of an almana to a coin. Gadol grusha v'luchas, a grusha v'chalutz l'koin. Hedyot, mamzer son sinel yisrael, bas shal mamzer ulunasin. Cases that we had before, I think even in the Mishnah itself, we're just kind of explicating here as to where we got them from. Maybe this is not a case like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Right? Somebody who's afraid. What did it mean? Somebody that was afraid. That person is afraid of sins that are in his hands. And therefore, if he's got some sins in his hands, then he should stand because of his averos. Aren't these people sinning because of their averos anyways? A Kohen, marrying a Grusha v'chalutza, and therefore, why do we need this case of the Mishnah to explicate that he doesn't go back? He's got a sin anyways, and he should be gone anyways. Maybe this Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. We're going to have Abeno Yoda soon on that line. I feel Tamar Rabbi Yosef Glili, no, maybe even it's Rabbi Yosef Glili. Kidurabba. Damarabba l'olam enuchayv ad sheyivol. No. We had a case of what? Erisin, not of Nisuin, and therefore, only once these people come on to their wives, only once they're physically together, that's when the Isser kicks in. And therefore, it could even be like Rabbi Yosef Glili, because there's no Isser yet, according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, until they actually get married and are with each other. Matam lo yikach, why can't they marry them? Mishum lo yichalel, because the whole purpose is that lo yichalel zaro, that their children should not become mamzerim and stuff, mishum hachi, or chalolim, mishum hachi, and aloka ad shivot. Therefore, the malchus only kick in once the be'ila takes place, because that's really where the isser comes in to not pass on to the next generation. Tan rabbanan, asher bana, right? Moving on, one who builds a house, asher bana, asher nato, asher eras. We had that order in the Mishnah. Very interesting. One who builds a house, one who plants a vineyard, and one who marries a woman, or is engaged. Says the Gemara, very interesting, limda tor derech eretz. the Torah, the Mishnah, is teaching us derech eretz, the way we should lead our lives. First, let's build a house. Then make sure we got our parnasa down pat. And then only marry a woman. I don't know many people in my social setting that, like, first kind of they bought their house, they put a mortgage down, they paid it off, they had their, you know, they had their tenured positions at their offices, and then they went out and found a wife.
Yeah, but that would have been a good idea.
That would have been a great idea. I mean, they might have been, you know, significantly older, certainly, if we had the... maybe that would solve the share crisis.
It would.
Anyways, not for right now. But, so, right here. Anyways, the Af Shlomo Amar V'chazmoso, Shlomo Melech got this down too. Sorry?
That would not solve the Shidduch crisis. That's the whole reason why there is a Shidduch crisis.
Anyways, I'm not that familiar, but, Hachin V'chutz Melechtecha, Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, prepare your livelihood, and then go to work, then go and build your home, meaning go get married. Hachin V'chutz Melechtecha, Zabais, V'asta B'sadalacha, Zekarim, Zavinirat, Echad ubanisa veisecha zuisha. That's the order it should go in. Dover acher hachitz b'chutz malachtecha zem mikra. Maybe it's not referring to the order of our careers and marriage. Maybe it's referring to the way we should actually learn Torah. Zem mikra, right? Prepare your malachtecha, your careers, the way you work. Zem mikra. That's building the framework. That's chumash. Vatzda b'sad alcha zem mishnah. That's going to be mishnah. Acher ubanisa veisecha. And to build our homes, zem gemara. Gemara is truly our homes there. As the Marsha says, it's the Ikar. As the Marsha says, you know, the Gemara is like our home. It's like that end result. Everything's building up there. Mikra, Mishnah builds up the foundation for us to truly learn Gemara, appreciate the Gemara itself like a wife. It's all kind of building up towards building up that home. Dover acher, hachin b'chutz malachta ze mikra u'mishnah, v'asta b'sad al chaz ze gemara, l'achar b'ni so b'yisekel. What's the third stage? Elam Aysim Tovim. No, what's really the case? It's all from Aysim Tovim. Torah, every part of Torah is really so that we could act in a good way. Puts it all into the first one. That's like that end result is being able to truly get into the Torah, learn for the sake of learning. That's really what it's all about. Beautiful. I wish we had significantly more time. Who are the people that don't go back if one builds some sort of house, some sort of like... gatehouse, but it's not really a house. Tana, im hosif bo dimos echot, but even if he adds on just one extra row of bricks, chozer, he does go back. Sorry, the chulu here was referring to if somebody rebuilds his home. Well, the case we discussed yesterday. So if somebody rebuilds his home, he does not go back. If it knocks down, he builds it up again, he does not go back. But if one even adds on just one extra layer of bricks, chozer, he does go back. Oh, the simcha, the pride we take in renovating our homes, in doing up our homes, in adding things onto our homes, that can truly be the type of simcha that can bring us back for more. Realizer Omer, Afabona Bais Labanim Bisharn, one who builds his home out of bricks and Sharon Lohe Chozer, he does not go back. Why? Tanav Ibn Nation Mechachinoso Pamayim Bashavua, because these types of homes fall down twice in 7 years. And therefore, it's not exactly that enjoyable to build it. He doesn't have that type of simcha because he knows that it's going to just fall down very, very soon. Two dots, first wide line on Memdalet Amnav. So these are people that don't even leave their homes to go to the battlefront. They are so exempt, they don't even need to provide water or anything. They're totally off the hook from this war. Tanar Banan, Isha Chadasha. In Leil Isha Chadasha, if one marries his first wife. In Leil Isha Chadasha, Almana Grusha Minayin. Where do we know an Almana and a Grusha are included? Meaning before we had Eras Isha, engaged. This is full marriage. Tamalomer Isha Mikol Makom. It says a woman, Isha Chadasha, that's any type of woman. Imkain, Ma Tamalomer Isha Chadasha. Why say Chadasha? Mi Shechid Shalom. This is one who is new to the man, not a new woman, like only a virgin, but it's even if she's an almana or a grusha. So what does chadasha in the pasuk come to include or exclude? It's yotza machzer grushaso she'en chadasha lo. That comes to include somebody who's just marrying his divorcee because she is no longer new to him and he doesn't have that same type of newness or freshness or that type of vitality or excitement, perhaps going into that type of marriage. Turn about a lo yotza batzava, should not go out to war, yachal batzava hu delo yatsa. Maybe only out to battle, he doesn't go. Aval yaspik ma'im umazon v'yisakin hadrachim. But he should bring water and food, and he should clear the roads. Prepare the roads, meaning he should be helping in that type of battle. Tam lomar, right, like a jobnik in the army, right? You know, something like that. Tam lomar v'lo yavor, he shouldn't even go. Alav l'chol davar. He's excluded from all those types of responsibilities. Yachal shani marbe afabona bayis lochanocho. Not to karem lochillo. Eres isha v'lo l'kocha. Tam Lomar Olav. No, all those cases that we said before about those kind of semi-stages where he didn't exactly finish it. He didn't finish the marriage. He didn't finish off his home. His vineyard is not fully finished. It says Olav. Olav yatamavir. On him he doesn't go. Aval atamavir alacherim. In those cases, he does go to help others, but he doesn't actually go to the battlefront. Once we said that lo yavor, he doesn't go, why do we need the words lo yatsa bat tzava? Isn't that redundant and superfluous? A few lines ago, we had the words lo yavor, and then we had the words lo yatsa bat tzava, two of these psukim, which seem to say the same thing. And the Gemara, lavor lo b'shnei lavin. You're right, they are the same thing. It comes to say that if the person does go, he's over on shnei lavin. Which I guess seems to say that he's not allowed to go, right? From that indication of the Gemara. So, says the Mishnah.
At least these three are not allowed to go. All the semi-stages.
Interesting.
Interesting.
So the Shnei Lavin might be, like, you guys got to stay. Interesting. Interesting. Says the Mishnah. V'yosfa shochem l'dam r'lam m'chulum. Rabbi Kiva omer ha'yerach v'v'rav ha'livav. Right, continues the officers, and they speak to people. Rabbi Kiva says, when they say, Hayarei v'rach ha'livav, those are faint of heart. K'mashma, oh, that's just as it sounds. She'ini yachol omdi b'kishra ha'machama. They're not able to withstand the intensity, the battlefield. V'liro scherev shlufa. And the swords that are flying around. Yosei Glili omer, Hayarei v'rach ha'livav, zemisyari min ha'ver shabiyado. No, Yosei Haglili says, as we said already on the staff, as we said yesterday, he was afraid of the averos in his hands. Ben Yoyada says, Kabbalistically. Averis in his hands, because whenever we do an Avera, it's visible in our hands, it's visible on our body. That's when, you know, like the Kabbalists can like read our faces or read our palms. Everything that we do makes a roshim on us. Therefore, the Torah, unbelievable how pitiful, how kind and sensitive the Torah is, that the Torah is sending all these people home just so that the person at the end, who's Yarei Barach Alevav, can go home too, and he won't be embarrassed that he's going home from the battlefront. Unbelievable Torah. Rabbi Yossi Omer. Maybe they wouldn't even be included in the first place.
No, maybe they are. Maybe
or it's about the.
Or they are.
It's about the.
It's about the moon. You're right. Maybe they are.
Interesting. I mean, they still have the ability to contribute. They don't have to be on the front lines, you know, true. Killing people.
It's true.
They could be bringing food. They could.
Very good.
You know, because it mentions also that these people aren't like some of these people aren't even allowed to bring water.
Very good point.
To the soldiers.
Right, the three
of the Hashem. These are the people that are Yari Varach Halevav. What does that mean? The Gemara is going to explain. What does that mean? Right, they start to speak to the people. The people that are, the officers that were appointed, Barosha Am. Ube'ikvo shel om, continues the Gemara, at the rear of the people. Says the Gemara, what does this mean? What is this referring to? Ma'midin zkifin lefnehem. They station these upright people in front of them. V'acherem acheran. In the front and the back, there are these kind of strong people. Ukshilin shel barzel b'yadin. And they have axes of iron in their hands. V'chol ha'mavakesh lachzor. And once the battle starts happening, once they're going out there and people want to go back, harshus b'yado lekapeach ha'shokyo. They're able to start knocking off this guy's feet because this person is causing him danger. He's considered like a rodef, and therefore, because he wants to go back and what it could do to everybody else, the person is considered like a rodef, and he's got to stay. There's no longer going back. He's causing danger to everybody else. Shetchilas nisa nefila, because like the beginning of the army, downfall of an army beginning with people running away, nefila, that's when they're going to fall. Shenemar, Nes Yisrael, lefnei plishtim, v'gam magefa gedola haisa ba'am. Right, once people were fleeing, that caused the magefa that was about to happen. The Gemara is going to say shortly that the words shetchilas nisa nefila are out of order, and it should be switched. Ulalanu omer, v'yinusu anche Yisrael, lefnei plishtim, v'yiplu chalolim, v'chulum. B'medvar morm, what are we referring to? B'machamas harshus. All this, what are we referring to? B'machamas harshus. That's like optional kind of wars. Aval b'machamas mitzvah. Hakol Yotzin, the Mechamas Mitzvah, in wars that we have to fight, everybody has to go out. Afilu Chasan Mechadaro, even a Chatan from his literally wedding chamber, from the Yichud room right to the battlefront. Vekala Mechupasa, and a Kala goes out from a Chupa. A Kala goes to war.
What that? So they had it's big news today. Female.
We're going to discuss that. The Mefarshim discuss that. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. In just a moment, I'm Yehuda. B'melchamas mitzvah, b'melchamas chova, hakol yotzin. In Meaning, now we have a machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Imachemes mitzvah, this is what this whole thing's referring to. But imachemes chova, that they actually have to fight, hakol yotzin. Afilu chasim yichadaro, v'kal mechupaso, they argue as to which milchamos do people have to go, which milchamos are people able to go. And that's the discussion. So some of the first bring down, right? Women go to war? No, so it could just be that they're the ones that aren't exactly going to the battle front, but they're doing some of their jobs. If all the men go, no men are exempt. Every man is on the battlefront. Then the women, v'kalame chupasa, are referring to what type of jobs? Like supplying water and food and making sure that the roads are good and maybe, you know, making sure that the city is functioning in a way that the men might usually might help it function. Like, apparently during the Six-Day War, I heard, and you know, the women were like assuming all these roles here in Israel just to try to make the country function, while many of the men were on the were more fighting the war itself. Says the Gemara, maybe this is the source for Sheirut Lumi. I don't know. But I'm not going to get political right now at all. We're going to learn Gemara because we have about 5 minutes left to finish off the Zomit.
Even military service can also be this kind of stuff.
Totally. You're absolutely right. Even in military service, many people, right?
It doesn't
amazing.
Take
Yair Lapid's son, he was a colleague of mine in my office 2 years ago or so, right? So, you know, so he told me, like, he was in intelligence. Also, like, he just kind of sat behind a desk. His army service for years was, like, sitting behind a desk and looking at and analyzing information that came through and plugging back hours. It's not that everybody's got to be out there on the battlefront. Everybody's got to be holding a gun and...
Everyone has a job.
Everybody's got a job to do. We all have a job. Oh, we're the army. Regardless of what we think about army service, we're all part of the army of Hashem. We're all Avdei Hashem. Thank you, Eliezer. We all have a job. Let's take it out of the political realm, more in the spiritual realm. We all have a job to do. Let us recognize our role in this army, of the army of Hashem. We have to truly fulfill our role and not turn back.
A cool question on the Mishnah. So if it's a Mechemes mitzvah, or according to...
Rabbi Huda
and Mechemes Chova. So then we're saying everyone, even people that are Averis, they also go.
Seems like it. Seems like everybody, right? Interesting. It seems like it, yeah.
Okay.
But that's very interesting, Ellie, right?
Yeah, no.
That's very interesting. That's yeah, interesting. So much. Micah ben Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, the Gemara, what's the difference between Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Rabbi Yossi said that it's the person that has the averos in terms of marriage. He's the person who stays back. And what's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who says that it's meaning any sin, anybody who's had any sin, that's where they stay back. Ikmenayu, Avera Derabanan. What they argue is Avera Derabanan, that's where do people have to go back home for an Avera Derabanan? Does that prevent them from being on the battlefront? Come on, Azoha Detanya. So is this like on the following Gebraisa? Soch bein tefillah tefillah. Powerful. If somebody talks between tefillah letefillah, which is the shel yad and shel rosh, between the tefillah shel yad and the tefillah shel rosh, avera hi biyado. He has a avera in his hand. It's avera derabanan to talk. V'chozer aleh merachah hamachama. But he's got to go back from the battlefront. Amazing. If somebody talks between tefillah shel yad and tefillah shel rosh, no longer he's on the battlefront. He's got to go back. So who is this according like? It's an avera derabanan. So come on, Rabbi Yosef Glili. Shouldn't this be like Rabbi Yosef Glili who says any sin? And by the way, talking during between Tilin Shalat and Tilin Shal Rosh, right? Why? What's so bad about this? Why use that specific example? So, of course, number one, perhaps it's the disconnect between the head and the arm, right? Thought and our actions. And thought, Tilin Shalat and Tilin Shal Rosh. And if those are not in consonance, that can't be a soldier. A soldier cannot have a distinction between what he thinks and the way that he acts. He's got to be so straight and so up. So on his game for the battlefront. Or, of course...
The tefillin for the arm is more connected to the heart.
Oh, so then the next thought is that, yeah, it's more tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. Somebody who disconnects his general spiritual actions between what he knows to be true and where his heart takes him, lo ser achar levavchem, the person has a disconnect between the way he leads his life and the way he thinks and the way his psychology is, then that person should not be out there in the battle. So come on, Rabbi Yosef Lili, that's like Rabbi Yosef Lili, who says any sin, not just marriage-related sins. Man tan alohad etan rabbanon, shishama kol chronos virti. Hagefes. Teresa, what happens if somebody hears like the horns and he hears like the shields that are clashing? And he hears the swords that are banging. And he's going to the bathroom. He just can't hold it in. Choser, that person's choser. Come on, who is that like? Is that like Rabbi Kiva? I mean, he didn't do anything wrong, right? There's no sin related here. What's going on here? Maybe it's not like Rabbi Yosef Aglili who says any sin. Maybe it's just like Rabbi Akiva. Baha afilu Rav Yosef Glili Moda. Now, in this, even Rav Yosef Glili Davitz admits why Mishum Dixiv lo yimas is levav echav kilvavo. It's amazing because he's not able to get afraid. What did we say before? Ramban and Rambam, the beautiful machlokas we had the other day between Rambam and Ramban about the fear that we have. And the Rambam says that it's allowed to get afraid, and the Rabbeinu Yonah says that it's always allowed to get afraid, and the Ramban start to explain that it's that say haftacha. So even here, Rav Yosef Glili would admit. Fascinating that if the person is urinating himself right there on the battlefront, it means that he's afraid and he's not allowed to get afraid. So it's seemingly like he has an aveir in his hand. Never he's able to go back to. Just after done the shear, sometime in the course of the day, just think about like you're on a battlefront, like shield, sword, like heads flying, and like we cannot be afraid. We cannot be afraid. Hashem's running the show. Unbelievable. What do you mean? It's like the running away caused the falling, or the falling away? Meaning, which way is this pasuk supposed to be said? It's the running away that caused the ultimate falling. So, Ema, you're right. Because the beginning of an army's downfall is Nisa. That's the running away. That's the way that should be read. What are we referring to? This is all B'mechamas Hershos, the Machlokas, and the Mishnah Chulu, Amar B'yochanan, Rishos, Derabanan. What's a Rishos? This is a war, Derabanan. Zuhi mitzvah de Rabbi Yehuda. That when we say that it's a reshus of a Rabbanan, that's referring to a mechemes mitzvah of Rabbi Yehuda. Mitzvah de Rabbanan, when the Rabbanan used the word mitzvah, Zuhi chova de Rabbi Yehuda. That's referring to a chova of Rabbi Yehuda. Amarava, milchamos Yeshua lechabesh, that the words Yeshua fought to conquer Eretz Yisrael, divra kol chova. Everybody would agree that's a chova type battle. Milchamos beis David lirvacha. What about David HaMelech's wars to have more land for Eretz Yisrael? David called Rishus. Everybody agrees that's just a Rishus. They're just trying to have more land. Ki pligi, what's the argument then? If everybody agrees when it's a Chovim, everybody agrees when it's a Rishus, ki pligi lima'ute ovde kochavim. To kill ovde kochavim, to lo leisi alayhu. A preemptive strike. They're not fighting with us, but to have a preemptive strike, what type of war is that? Markari le mitzvah, markari rishus. Now there's going to be an argument whether that's a mitzvah or a rishus type battle. Nafkamina, lasok be mitzvah, shepadar min mitzvah. And what's nafkamina in these cases? If it's not a milchemes mitzvah, then if other people have a mitzvah, like marriage and other type of stuff, where v'tim achasishto, and they have to be back, then they're doing already another mitzvah, then it's oseg mitzvah, paltra mina mitzvah, therefore they're able to go back. Hadron loch, meshuach, machama, and baruch Hashem, we're starting the last parak here of Maseches Sota. I want to finish off this Mishnah, but it's very, very quick. It really rolls. It really moves forward quickly. Big dafim, and I guess we'll stop here, though. But happy Hanukkah, and I thank Shalom in advance for taking this year tomorrow. That's the plan. I think I'll be away for the day tomorrow, so I thank you very much for taking this year. Have a great day.